You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
So, hun, like Ross and Rachel, we're on a little break.
But not really.
Not really.
Right? We're truly like Ross and Rachel.
Were they on a break?
Never.
We don't know.
I'm not on a break, even though we're calling it a break.
Well, so this is like a really small break, you guys. We're just going to recalibrate for season 13, which is coming up.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to celebrate Women's Empowerment Month.
And Women's History Month. And we're actually going to, the first episode you're going to hear is the first On My Nightstand that we released almost 1 year ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a special one.
Happy birthday, On My Nightstand.
Uh-huh.
And then for Women's Empowerment Month, we're re-releasing Sophia Rose.
Man, that's a fan favorite.
Right? She's the only fat over 40 Latina porn star. What?
Right. Uh-huh. You go, girl. And the Scott Talks.
And the Scott Talks.
On the following day.
We have another great re-release for On My Nightstand. That's Wednesday by Robin Reiser.
That's a great one.
It's a tearjerker.
Mm-hmm.
And then Women's History Month re-release, we have Dolores Robinson.
She's the best storyteller.
Oh, my goodness. The only octogenarian living her best life, and she is.
And she's got some stories to tell.
Yes, she does. And then we're going to round off the break with Jill Sherry Robinson, no relation to Dolores.
Uh-uh, they couldn't be more different other than they're great storytellers.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Jill is the only one that lost her memory. And she has all those great old Hollywood stories, hon.
Right on. Yeah, they're wonderful stories.
I mean, we were just like, we stopped the interview and we're like, just tell us stories.
I know. I still think we should do a whole episode of her just telling stories.
Yeah, maybe one day we will. But that's what we have for you during the break. We really hope you enjoy it. And we will see you again in season 13. Lucky 13.
We love 13.
Yes, we do. So enjoy the break, enjoy these re-releases, and enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Oh,
I can sit here and listen to stories all day.
Yeah. Trust me, I'd be here telling them.
They're amazing. You know, Laura's mom comes from the same era as you come from, and she tells stories. And I love to imagine how things were when you talk about John F. Kennedy, when you talk about the people that you've come across in your life, and the way you ended up the interview talking about wanting to hang on to your memories, it actually brought me a lot more compassion towards people who hoard, because it feels like they're trying to hang on to something. And I'm kind of the worst. Like I have terrible recall, but once I get into the memories, I have, like, my filing system is a little interesting when it comes to memories. But it feels like that tactical piece of having something to spark the memory.
It really means a lot. It brings the memory back. I think the older you get, you have so many memories. Mm-hmm. There's so many things that happen between the age where I began to think about things and almost 84. Imagine.
How old were you when you started to think about things? Like, really think about, like,
the important things. I think 7. I used to lie down in the street where I lived and look up at the stars. I knew the constellations. I knew Cassiopeia, I knew the Big Dipper.
Oh, wow.
I knew, you know, I knew constellations. And then there are three stars. That carries with me now because there are three stars across the sky now. I don't know what their name.
Orion's Belt? Is that
one? It probably is three giant stars. And wherever I am in the world, when I used to be traveling a lot and leave my kids at home, that's where we connected.
I love that.
We would look up at it. If they could see those stars and I could see those stars, that meant we were connected.
I told my kids that when my kids and I moved away from each other. We were a bi-coastal family, and that was one of the reference points that I used with my kids to make sure they knew that I was thinking about them as they were growing up. Yeah. And it's actually, I think it is Orion's Belt. It's one of the easiest ones to find.
It's three big ones, bright stars.
Yeah. And if we were out, I could show you the rest of the constellation around him, because that's the only one I know really well.
Did you know Cassiopeia?
I maybe back.
That's when a woman sitting in a chair.
When I spent more time outside, we used to do that.
We're going to take just a quick break to tell you about a cool new product that Scott and I discovered. And we'll get back to our guest's amazing Only One story in just a minute.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
I'm going to do a few things after this interview. I'm going to look forward to my next birthday.
Aha!
Yes.
That good.
I think that's really important. You know, I'm 51, almost 52. So there's this creepy little thing that happens about telling myself I'm getting old, and I just don't believe it. You know what I mean? And you inspired me to just give that a hall pass, get it out of my system, look forward to living.
I'm that girl that you could be standing in line behind in the supermarket, and I will find any reason to turn around and let you know my age.
I love that.
And I know why I'm doing it. Number one, I'm doing it because I know I'm going to get attention.
You're pretty proud of yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. I know you're going to look at me and say, 83? I know that. So, yeah. And then the second reason I do it is because of people like you. Because all these 50-year-old people.
Who are children in your eyes, right?
I hear too many 50-year-old people say, oh, my God. In a month, I'm going to be 50.
Right.
And I'm looking at them, and I say, oh, really? Isn't that interesting? I did that 33 years ago.
Right?
Imagine how much life you could live.
A few more chapters to come, right?
Imagine how much fun you could have if you didn't spend your time counting numbers and spent your time living your life.
So I have a little reference here, is there a role model that you have that inspires you to move forward? Like, you're 83. Is there someone in your life that inspires you to move to, you said 104, right?
Oh, I have Mamie.
Uh-huh.
I met Mamie when Mamie was 107.
What?
Yep. Mamie flew out from New York to California to her son's 70th or 80th birthday party. Jesus. Who knows?
You know, come on. You imagine sitting beside her on the plane?
And can you imagine?
Right.
And but you wouldn't have known.
Right.
I mean, she dressed real pretty, bright colors. And she was, so I met her when she was 107. On September 24th of this year, Mamie turned 111.
Wow.
And Mamie, just about 3 or 4 weeks ago, passed away.
Mm.
And I remember my first conversation with her. I said, Mamie, I want to be like you. What do I do? How do I do this? And she said, well, first of all, pay no attention to what people say about coffee. I drink 7-8 cups of coffee a day.
All right, I got that down.
She drinks. She and, you know, when I was 80, it wasn't because of Mamie, but I discovered a whole new me, the alcoholic me. I never even drank. I now have a full bar set up, and I have a cocktail every night. I mix a different cocktail, one and done.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and it's what I call my Prozac.
Mm.
Just calms me down for the evening.
Do you think of Mamie when you have the drink, when you're preparing
it? I think of Mamie. Mm. I think of Suzanne DePass's mom, who just passed away at 99.
Mm.
And who was my other? There's another person I can't think. I'll think of her soon.
Well, I think what's important for me as I get older is finding people that I can aspire to be like, that make aging look like something I want. And I think what's powerful about you, we talked about having you on the show from the very beginning, is that you do that for a lot of people. You are showing them a new look of what it means to be 80 and thriving. And I think that you should have the Gays and Grays podcast. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Me, the Gays and the Grays.
Yeah, the Gays and the Grays would be fantastic.
And Palm Springs is so, and I one of the things I love about Palm Springs is that going into Ralph's or the supermarket and seeing these very old men pushing the cart around together. And you know, these guys have had a hard way to go all their lives, and they're free. And we have a tendency to think of ourselves and think of, you know, I'm black and I've had such a hard way to go. Well, honey, a gay man, hard way to go. Gay women, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
So you just look at life and you stop looking so much at yourself. You start looking at other people and looking at other people's struggles and other people's lives, and you kind of come out of yourself a little.
No, that's awesome. And love is love. When you see it, you can't deny it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I know you got to get going, but
I'd keep talking.
We'll do this again. Yeah.
And now I have to go and decide. This is the funniest thing. I have to go and sit on a board now and decide who gets into the nursing home. I'm on the governing board of the motion picture and television home. I was put on that board by Edie Wasserman, wife of Lou Wasserman, because I've been on it for 20 years. And because, like Edie said, we need some young people. I was 60-some then. And but everything is relative. And we need some young people on the board. So, and now I'm the oldest person on the board. And I go, and when I come out of there this afternoon, I am going to feel so good because I am going to give, I'm going to vote to give somebody extra $500 a month to live off of. I'm going to vote for some 78-year-old widow of a cameraman to give her, either let her move into the home because she can't take care of herself anymore, or pay for a caretaker, or add some more to her grocery bill, or pay some into her rent. And when you leave, you feel like, you know, I've done it. I've given. Mm. You know, when you know, you want to go out and feel like you want to do something feel good, I just, that gives me 6 months of giving.
Like service is a thrill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dolores, enjoy your day and the rest of your life. And thank you for coming.
And thank you for having me. Yeah. I really enjoyed this and I want to come back again.
Awesome.
Oh, hun, let's not forget our Patreon shout-outs.
Oh, no. We have some really good ones.
Yeah, we got some new ones.
We have some new ones.
Yeah, welcome to the crew.
But first, we have our OG Patreon, Rose Pricks Podcast.
It's still the only way I watch The Bachelor.
So The Bachelor this season has been a wild ride full of lies, deceptions, and unknowns. That's good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good recipe, yeah.
Something. And if you have a love-hate relationship with The Bachelor, then the podcast Rose Pricks is for you.
Uh-huh.
Fellow comedians Angel Laquita Moore and our very own Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
Stephanie.
They dissect the drama, plus have important discussions on race, mental health, and feminism. But most of all, they keep it real. Real funny, that is.
Yep, they do. Hilarious.
New episodes drop Monday night or Tuesday morning if they're too tired.
I love that.
Right? So find them anywhere you listen to your podcasts.
All right, honey. So tell us, who is our next Patreon that we're shouting out today?
We have a new patron in Mercedes Cusick LMFT. So excited about this. She's our friend and a supporter of the show, and we love her family.
Mercedes.
She is a licensed trauma therapist and certified EMDR therapist.
All right. You're going to tell me more about that, right?
Yeah. What that means that she's had advanced training in complex and developmental trauma, and she's doing something pretty incredible. It's called EMDR Intensives.
Hmm.
So this is a concierge curated program that's just for you, anyone who's listening. EMDR intensives range from half a day to several days and are the equivalent of, get this, 2 to 6 months of weekly therapy.
Wow. So what I'm understanding is that these intensives allow you to unpack the past and the pain without having to deal with everyday life stuff like carpools, morning meetings, presentations,
exactly,
stuff like that.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly, hon. Yeah. So Mercedes EMDR intensives allow you to update old narratives about how you get to show up in the world, who you are, and what you deserve.
Right. And these intensive formats, they decrease treatment time and they save you a lot of money in the long run.
They do. Mm-hmm. They do. So if you want to start feeling better now, and why wouldn't you, then EMDR intensives are the way to go. And California residents, click the link in our show notes to find the link to Mercedes Cusick's website and book your EMDR intensive today.
Yeah, and don't live with the pain of the past traumas any longer than you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Mercedes Cusick, LMFT, licensed trauma therapist, is located in Woodland Hills, California. Her website is www.mercedescusick.com. That's MercedesCusick.com.
Nice spelling, hon.
Thanks, hon. So, who's next?
Yeah, our final shout out of the day is for our friend Kathleen Hahn.
Oh, Kathleen, one of my favorite fans.
She is. And I was just saying that she's like been the official like secret taster of all our recipes before.
I mean, honey, we've been running everything kind of by her as it comes out.
Yes. From the very inception of the podcast to where we are now, she's always been a great fan, a great supporter. I think she wrote one of our first reviews on Apple Podcasts.
She did, didn't she? Yeah.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Kathleen, for joining our Patreon. Shout out to you. And we're going to hear more about Kathleen next month, so stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. The Only One in the Room is produced by the creative genius that is Scott Slaughter and edited by the uber-talented polymath Christina Barcy and her team at Avant House Productions. Hey, you're still listening? Good. Please subscribe right now while you're thinking about it, quick, before you forget. And be sure to like and leave us a review of the show. Want to connect with some other Only One listeners? Be sure to join our private Only One in the Room Facebook group or check out Patreon on our website for exclusive content that you won't find anywhere else. And do you have an Only One in the Room story that you'd like to share? Please send it to theonlyonepod@gmail.com.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.